From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board has approved an increase in parking meter rates from 25 to 50 cents an hour as new meters are being installed on Main Street. Village Vice President Peter Grass said the new rate is comparable to the cost of parking on Warren Street in Hudson, but lower than the Village of Saugerties, which charges 25 cents for 20 minutes. Village Vice President Vincent Seely said the increased parking rate will help fund maintenance of the new meters and keep parking spots open on Main Street. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said drivers can still park for free in the village's two municipal parking lots off Main Street and on Water Street. And four lots have been designated for use by county employees. Darling hopes all the new meters will be installed by October. The new meters will take only quarters, making future repairs easier. Grassi said, and I quote, "The biggest problem they had getting them, the old meters, fixed was because of the nickel and dime part. No one uses nickels and dimes. To make it a flat quarter and stay with everybody else in surrounding counties, it shouldn't be a very big deal," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The closure of the Greene County Jail has created an unexpected windfall for Ulster County. Ulster County Finance Commissioner Bert Golnick said the county has billed Greene County nearly $93,000 in boarding fees since the Catskill facility was shuttered in April over concerns about the 110-year-old building's structural integrity. Ulster County Jail Administrator James Hanstein said the county charges Greene County $75 per day for each person housed. On June 28th, the Ulster County Jail held 35 people from Greene County, he said. The influx of revenue from Greene County is putting Ulster on track to exceed its 2018 budget projections for boarding revenues, Golnick said. He said, and I quote, "With the addition of Greene County, it will put us over the numbers. We'll definitely make our budget and then some," end quote. Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis said the county is in the process of finalizing plans for the construction of a new county jail and hopes the legislature will approve a resolution to put the project out for bid later this summer. Lewis said if all goes according to plan, the county probably will have a new facility within 18 to 24 months. He said the county is still working to determine the size and cost of the new jail. In the meantime, he said, the county will continue to pay other counties to board its detainees. He said, and I quote, "Luckily, our jail population is down, so it's not a huge impact on the county budget at this point," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Former police officer and youth counselor Mark Bryant has been named commissioner of the city's youth department. Bryant's appointment was effective June 19th. He replaces Ken Hollenbeck, who resigned from the position in February. Mayor Rick Rector said, and I quote, "He is a fantastic addition to the youth department in our city. I am extremely happy to be working with Youth Department Director Nick Zakos and the youth staff to build a stronger, efficient staff," end quote. Bryant said, and I quote, "I believe he has a great team in place right now," end quote. Bryant took his first job at age 15 as a summer counselor for the former Hudson Boys Club. He graduated from Hudson High School in 1976 and was named Hudson Boys Club Boy of the Year. Bryant went on to serve with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office beginning in 1978 under former Sheriff Paul Proper. He later worked as a counselor to youthful offenders at the Brookwood Secure Center in Claverick for 10 years and served as an assistant police commission under Ronald Grant from 2009 to 2011. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Comptroller's Office, June 8th, released a report showing the Athens Town Clerk failed to deposit collected fees or real property taxes within the state-imposed time frame, thereby increasing the risk of loss or theft. The Comptroller's Office reviewed 5 months of collected taxes and deposit activity from January 1, 2016 to August 4, 2017. During that time, the town collected $3.5 million in property taxes and $11,179 in fees. In at least two instances, funds collected were not deposited for weeks. Of the 150 cash collections during the month reviewed by auditors, 75% were deposited from 1 to 33 days after receipt instead of within the required time frame, according to the report. The auditors also reviewed the clerk's records and found she did not always reconcile the town's accounting records with the bank statements. No money was found to be missing or stolen, according to the report. Linda Stacy has served as town clerk in Athens for 36 years. Stacy said this week, and I quote, "I've been doing my job for a long time. You cannot get everything to the bank right away all the time," end quote. Stacy said she's working on a response to submit to the state comptroller's office. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and more community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.